Where would we be without research? This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find out more at AmFam, that's AmFam.com. Dr. John Soper, Vice President, Crop Genetics Research and Development at DuPont Pioneer, says while the crop performed reasonably well in 2012, considering everything, companies like DuPont Pioneer will need to make continued investments in research and development.
Obviously, there are a lot of places that had very inadequate moisture, and we haven't yet developed corn hybrids that yield with no moisture at all. But we did launch our new Optimum Aquamax maize hybrids a couple of years ago with a new wave of products that came onto the market this year, and they perform really quite well. Year to date, as we look at the yield data coming in, they're performing at about 8% over the regular lineup that we have in drought-prone areas. So they really are confirming the performance that we saw last year, where we had about a 7% advance.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been hearing a lot of farmers talking about their increased interest in these drought-tolerant hybrids. That being the case, will there be available supplies for 2013?
Yeah, we're looking pretty good overall. Obviously, on some of the newer products, those will be in tight supply. But we do a lot of planning every year to ensure that we are producing more than we expect to sell. And that gives us a good buffering position in case we do run into environmental conditions like we have this year. We also have the capability to produce additional seed off-season, and we will utilize that capability for some of the new hot products that are being put onto the market.
Well, these new varieties that are coming along don't just happen overnight. It takes time and really a significant investment from folks like DuPont Pioneer.
Oh, absolutely. To create a new corn hybrid today is at least a decade's worth of work in most cases from start to finish. And, of course, the new biotechnology traits continue to come in and change every year as we put new platforms out to bring together better combinations for the farmers. So it's a very intensive operation that's long-term and does take quite a bit of investment to bring those products to market. And we certainly have a major challenge ahead as we continue to try to feed the growing global population. But some of the technologies that we've worked on and helped develop over the past decade are really, really paying off for us.
Dr. John Soper, I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.